come and breathe upon these dry, dead bones, that life could come again. And this area could rise up like a mighty army filled with the power of God to lay hands on people and people be set free and delivered. God, reveal to us your plan. Reveal the vision. Amen. The vision is big. Amen. And I've seen so many things and just dreams that God has shown me recently. And then like Joe prayed, God, reveal to us the enemy's plans as well. When his counteract. Because we know he will. Listen, Satan don't mess with a church that's not on the move. He'll go on down the road. We got to recognize the source. We got to recognize the enemy. Your enemy's not sitting next to you. Yeah. Your enemy is not sitting next to you. Your enemy's not the church down the road. Or up the road. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. But against principalities, it's rulers over, you know, it's over entire regions. Principalities come in, they try to stop the move of God. Principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness. Amen? That's what we're fighting against. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual warfare. So when the enemy tries to bring that wedge between you and your brother or your sister or another church, no. You cut that off. Cut that off in the name of Jesus, and you begin to pray for that person. You begin to pray for God to bless them and to pour out upon them. You're talking about a spirit of unity. When the enemy starts to put those thoughts in your mind and you start praying for that person, he's going to back off, because every time I put those thoughts in his mind, he prays for them. And you're talking about bringing a spirit of unity, and you're talking about God being able to bless. I don't know if you guys realize what God wants to do, what God's getting ready to do here in Bell County, Kentucky. And I've told you before, it's not about our Father's house. It's not about Odie Carroll. It's not about any man. It's about the kingdom of God. And it's about drug addicts coming out of these hollers and being set free by the power of God. It's about financial blessings being poured out upon a county in the midst of economic struggles. It's about God providing a table in the wilderness. Oh, God, let us get revelation. Let us get it. Amen. All right. That's the cartoon. Here comes the movie. No, Joe was the cartoon. I love you, man. Oh, hallelujah. He is a little loony. Y'all get that later. All right. We've been talking about for a couple, 3 weeks now, a new thing. Everybody say a new thing. Jacob, throw our verses up here real quick. I just want to roll through a couple of these things. I'm going to talk to you. I won't keep you long. God's been good today. But this is the third week that I've preached on this word that I feel like the Lord dropped into my spirit, and I've not been able to get it all out. And this is the third week, but it's going to take us somewhere. Isaiah 42. And 9, he said, behold, the former things, everybody say former things, are come to pass, and new things. Everybody say new thing. Here it is. And new things do I declare. When? Before they spring forth. I tell you of them. So, you know, it's time to start declaring new things even before they happen. You know, God's a God that wants to show you something you've never seen before. Amen. And then in 43 and 19, it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Everybody say new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Everybody say rivers. River is here. I'm not sure right now, and we're going to talk about this today. I'm not sure right now what depth we are in, but the river is here. I said the river is here. Amen. So we've talked about God doing a new thing, and I believe God wants to do something new in this region. You know, don't hang on last year's blessing. Don't hang on last year's revival. Don't hang on something that worked for somebody else. Say, God, we're just open to what you want to do. We're just going to be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord and say, God, what do you want to pour out in this hour? Amen. God's going to show up in ways you've never seen him before. And you know, the problem is, a lot of times God shows up that way and people don't recognize it because they're not looking for God that way. Amen. The disciples said, we never saw it on this fashion before. Some of the things, Judy, that Jesus did, we never saw it like this before. Guess what? Jesus has new things. You know, some people say there's nothing new under the sun. I told you before, God's not under the sun. He's over the sun. Amen. So, you know, he spoke everything to existence. He created, he spoke, and everything was created. Do you think he still can create? How many of these God could create an animal we've never seen before? He could just speak something. How many of these God can speak in a brand new liver could show up, a brand new kidney, a brand new heart can show up. How many of these God can just speak? Amen. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. When we come in, when we get that revelation and we realize who we are in Christ, we have that creative power within us to make things new. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Let us get it. Let us get it, Lord. God is doing things. We talked about last week about new wine. The Lord wants to unleash a gushing river of new wine into the church today. Amen. I said he wants to unleash a river of new wine. And what I talked to you about, you can't put new wine into old bottles. Because when the wine starts the fermentation process, it starts to expand and it starts to come to a place and it can't stand that pressure. The old bottle, it will burst. You lose the wine, you lose the bottle. You got to be flexible. You got to be willing to say, you know, there may be people coming here that's not like you. Amen. There are people that come here that don't look like you. Maybe coming in here that's just, they're different than you are. But so that's all right. Amen. It's not about building our little church. It's about building the kingdom of God. And God's a God of diversity. He's a God of variety. He like, you know, it doesn't matter. Who remembers the little song, red and yellow, black and white? Precious, they're all, somebody help me. How precious they are in his sight. God's not about race or creed or color. He's not about ethnicity. He's not about your status financially, whether you're rich or poor. You know, God's not about, you know, saying it don't matter if you live on that side of the creek or this side of the creek. God just wants to pour out his spirit on people in general. Amen. Regardless of who they are, where they are, what they are. Amen. Bless God, Pastor, they don't look like me. Amen. They don't look like me. I'm glad they don't. No. I'm kidding. New wine. Somebody say new wine. All right, let me try to finish this. Here we are, the river. Somebody say the river. Jacob put Ezekiel 47 up there. We're gonna pull all this together this morning. Ezekiel 47. Verse 1. Look what it says. How close is it? There we go. Afterward, he brought me again to the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Keep going. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without unto the other gate by the way that looks eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Keep going. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Amen. Keep going. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river, everybody say a river, that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in. Now, I talked about this several weeks ago, a river that could not be passed over. Keep going. And he said unto me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now, when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said to me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. Verse 9, I think is the last verse. And it shall come to pass that everything, everybody say everything. Come on, say it again. Say everything. Everything that lives which moves, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude. Everybody say multitude. A multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be. Now, there's an important verse that I want you to see here, and that's verse 7. In verse 7, it says, Son of man, have you seen this? It's talking about revelation. Have you seen what God's going to do? Have you seen this? Here it is. You know, and we need to ask ourselves, have we gotten that revelation? Have we seen? Because the river, again, the river's here, folks. I said the river is here. And the main picture, and I want you to catch this, and don't lose me. I know we've been here a while, but I want you to catch this. I told you when I put this word down, there was times in this word when I would stop, Joe, and it was just like the prophetic speaking, and I would just write what the Lord spoke to me, and it's going to come out like a prophetic word. But I want you to see the main point in the picture of this is the rapid rise or the increase from a petty stream into a mighty river. And it's not necessarily by the influx of side streams, by its own power. It just keeps getting the power of God. It just keeps increasing, and it goes into a miraculous source in the temple. And the healing of the waters says that there's no more curse. It means the curse is gone. It speaks that the curse, oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody get with me this morning. The curse is taken away. It flows all the way to the Dead Sea. So the water becomes fresh and it's able to sustain life. I'm talking about God wants to bring life. We're living in an area where so much death has been spoken. Death to our jobs. Death to our resources. Death to the economy. Death to our people in the way of drugs and addictions and alcohol. I'm telling you, as a pastor, I'm standing in the pulpit this morning and I'm preaching life to this region. I'm speaking. I'm prophesying to the wind. Come and breathe upon these dry, dead bones that life could come again. And this area could rise up like a mighty army filled with the power of God to lay hands on people and people be set free and delivered. Ooh, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. We speak it right now. I prophesy to the wind. Come and blow and breathe pneuma upon this land. As long as there's as the breath of God is here, there's still an opportunity for people to be changed. There's hope. Somebody say there's hope. Waters are healed. Rushing waters. Now there's fish. A multitude of fish. You know, and I've seen people just standing out in the parking lot. I've seen people and I've seen people just coming running to the house of God. And listen, folks, a miracle is a dinner bell. Amen. When a miracle happens, get ready. God's getting ready to perform some miracles. And you don't have to, you know, we're going to do some evangelistic work in this area. We've already had them. We're going to do more. We're going to keep doing more. But I'm going to tell you something. When a miracle happens, you don't have to knock on too many doors. They're going to be knocking on your doors. Amen. But God's getting His church ready. I'm telling you, God's getting His church ready for a supernatural outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I believe that. He's getting us ready. He's been ready. He's been ready. Ankles to swim. When we demonstrate faithfulness, ankles. Everybody say ankles. When we demonstrate faithfulness in the small things, we're going to be promoted to even greater things. You know, we're going to be promoted to greater measures in the Spirit. You got to be faithful over the small things. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. Amen. I've preached in this church before to the worship team and their family members. Basically. I've preached to these empty chairs lots of times. And kept the vision. It wasn't always easy. Oh, I'm about to blow up. I know. I'm about to explode. I really am. So don't despise the day of small beginnings. But just embrace the opportunity to demonstrate faithfulness. Amen. God wants to use you. Everybody say me. Come on, say it again. Say me. Yes, you. Joe, it's just not about your pastor getting revelation. It's not about your leadership. God wants to use you. But He's looking for faithfulness. You can't see the gifts of the Spirit without the fruit of the Spirit. Don't look for the gifts of the Spirit without the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? Now, the fruit of the Spirit, I want you to hear this. There's certain things in this word I got underlined. I feel like it's jumped out at me. The fruit of the Spirit are an outward expression of an abiding inner presence. Amen? What comes out will be known by our fruits. It's a godly character that allows us to progress and flow into the deeper realms of God until we're swimming in the Holy Spirit. Oh, he said that word in the pulpit. He said character. Oh, yes. Character and integrity and morality and the church coming back to being the church that God's called us to be. Amen? Now, I'm not preaching legalism. I'm just talking about walking according to the Word of God. Amen? And walking in the anointing. How many knows we need the anointing? Ankle deep, you're walking in it, you're walking it out. How many ever felt like you're walking it out? And it just keeps increasing. You know, you go from your ankles and the river's getting ready to increase. Well, somebody coming to agreement. It's getting ready to increase in depth. And it's going to flow in a significant, here's one of those prophetic things. It's going to flow in a significant way. Now, hear what I'm telling you. Water to the ankles is for the local church. But when it becomes a river to swim in, it goes to the nations. Water to the ankles, and the problem is, you know, the church so long has been hanging out, ankle-deep water. In control. I've got everything else in control. But when it becomes a water to swim in, it's going to go to the nations. It's going to be a mighty river. Amen. And they're going to show, oh, come on. They're going to show up here from, they're going to show up in Bell County, Kentucky. Not our fathers. It's not about us. No, they're going to show up in Bell County, Kentucky from all over the world. God's going to fill up the churches. He's going to fill up Old Straight Creek. He's going to fill up, New Heights. He's going to fill up West Pineville. He's going to fill up all these churches. We're coming together. We're getting ready to come together in a spirit of unity. And there's going to be a revival in Bell County, Kentucky that's going to go to the world. Can somebody come into agreement and give God praise for it? Woo, come on, there's something coming like we've never, Joe, there's something coming unlike anything we've ever seen before. And it's going to be unstoppable. It will be so strong that it can't be stopped. Again, I'm not sure what depth we are right now, but the river's here. The river is with us now. We're in a place that's really ripe and about to be a first fruit forerunner of the river that is about to be released into dry places. I speak that right now prophetically in the name of Jesus, that God's going to use this area. He's going to use this place. It's going to go into dry places. Somebody come to agreement. Oh, help me, Lord. Daniel, come up here and help me, man. I'll try to bring this to a close. God wants to do something very powerful in these mountains. They've pressed us down. For years, you guys know, they've pressed us down. They've ridiculed us and mocked us and they stereotype us. But I believe that the world's eyes are getting ready to be on these mountains. Amen. Now, real quickly, don't lose me. If you got to go, I understand. Listen, these services are going to get lengthier than what they used to be. And if you have to go, I totally understand. You won't bother me a bit. I understand that. Real quickly, what do we need to do to prepare? Three things. I've talked to you about unity. Unity. Everybody say unity. And I feel this is revelation from the Lord. I know it is. It's been confirmed this week. I know it is. It's been confirmed. It's been confirmed by the Spirit of the Lord. The other two are worship and prayer. Amen. Our three most important things right now are worship, prayer, and unity. Forget traditions. They don't matter. Forget normal church. Oh, guys, I gotta deliver this to you. It's a word from the Lord. Forget normal church. There is no normal. Get out of the box. Amen. And say, Lord, what do you want me to do? We can't get there with good ideas. We got to have revelation. Now, what's he saying? So what's he saying to you right now? Listen, you don't get extraordinary while doing the ordinary. You don't get extraordinary, stand on your head in front of a pop machine, you know. You know, and I don't know if God's going to call you to do that, but the point being made is he may call you to do something you don't want to do. He may tell you to do something that seems a little odd. I want to tell you something. When you walk in the Spirit and you're walking in Revelation and you're seeing these things in the Spirit, you usually do. To most people, you seem a little odd. Come on now. So we have to be able to break out of our routine. We got to say business as usual is not going to be the usual business. We got to run to where God is. You know, when Jesus went out, he was on the multitude. He was on the mountain preaching to the multitude. They left their jobs. They left everything. They went out there on that mountain to hear him preach. And it was over what? And then all of a sudden Jesus said, well, hey, these people, they've not had any food. They're just standing there. They ain't worried about food. They ain't worried about meeting everybody to the Mexican or the steakhouse. Ooh. Come on now. They're just hanging on every word that he's saying. He says, get these people some food. We don't have nothing but some fish and loaves. Bring me the fish and the loaves. He blesses the fish and the loaves, and he breaks it and he hands it to the disciples. Now look what happens. They're out there with Jesus. It starts to multiply in their hands. Amen. I said it multiplied in their hands. When they received what he was doing, it started to multiply. Oh, Lord, God has given us blessings. I'm telling you, there's some things breaking right now. He's breaking some bread, and he's breaking some things in our lives, and he's getting ready to bring multiplication to your life. Amen. It's going to increase. Somebody say, I receive it. Prayer. In Philippians 4:6. Jacob, Philippians 4:6 says, in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto men. Somebody say, in everything. Does that encompass everything? Be careful with another one. In everything, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen? Are you with me? So we need to amp up the prayer. More prayer. We are at the right, opportune time to pray. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to ask. He works through our intercession. God doesn't do things without us. He does things with us. He works through us, but prayer involves God. When it was time for Elijah, had to pray, and that birthed the rain. It was God's rain and God's time, but a person had to be used. So if God's ready to do something, we don't need to pray less. We need to pray more. We need prayer more than preaching. We need prayer more than singing. We have to tap into what God is doing. Amen? Pray. Pray. I could stay there a lot longer. Amen. But we got to pray. Unity, prayer. Third one, worship. God is not drawn by our preaching. God's not drawn by my preaching. This is to equip you. God is not drawn by our preaching or teaching or even our singing. He's drawn to worship. I said he's drawn to worship. And if we think we're going to see extraordinary things in revival to come, we're going to have to be willing to worship. And worship longer than 25 minutes every Sunday. We're going to have to press into the presence. I told you before, I'm waiting for the go-ahead when God says we're going to institute a worship night. And we're just going to come out that night once a week and just worship. Nothing else. No preaching. Just worship. Just lift him up. Just lift up the King of Kings. Lift up the Lord of Lords. Worship is a key to the kingdom. Amen? I don't know anything better than worship and intercession. It's as good as it gets. And I'm closing, I promise. But when you combine, and Joe, you're so right on it. When you combine worship and intercession, it releases a greater work of the Spirit. And worship brings the presence of God. It brings God to the scene. And by its very nature, it begins to repel and expel the works of darkness. I sensed it earlier. When you get in that deep worship, demons don't hang around, guys. They flee. It repels the works of darkness. And then intercessors can start using songs as weapons of warfare. It's no longer just, God, let us get it. It's no longer just singing a song. But it becomes weapons of warfare. And you're singing, open up the heavens. You're singing, Lord, you begin to speak these things, and it becomes weapons of warfare. And it's not just singing and playing music. Worship is not singing and playing songs. That sets an atmosphere for you to worship God. You can worship God in your car. You can worship God in your home, anywhere. It's not just during the service. Are you hearing me? Amen. Unity, prayer, and worship. We got to come together. Amen. I'm just going to say one verse. I'm just going to say one thing, and I'm done, I promise. God's been so good this morning. We have to make sure relationships are good. Amen. Jacob put Matthew 5:23 up there. I'm closing, I promise. I'm on my last page. I've preached this for 3 weeks. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and you remember that your brother has aught against you. Verse 24. Leave your gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer the gift. We got to make sure relationships are right. We got to come together in the spirit of unity. Make sure you make things right with people that you need to. Just go down the list. Amen. Now, get ready for what God's getting ready to do. I'm going to speak this. Get ready for what God's going to do in the youth. Amen. What he's going to do in the youth and the children. If we try to make them look like us and act like us and dress like us and sing like us, we'll miss what God wants to do. They don't want to look like us. Come on. They don't want to sing like us. These hillsides are going to be filled. I'm speaking it prophetically right now with young people gathering to worship. It's going to grow to thousands. Outdoor concerts full of the presence of the Lord. More than just concerts, but weighty moves of the Spirit. Angels will be present. Young people will be laid out on the hillsides. That's what's going to happen. Amen? Get ready, young people. Now, stand with me. Boy, ain't this been awesome today. Jacob put one more verse up there. Last verse, Isaiah 48:6. Thou hast heard. See all this, and will not you declare it? I have showed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. If we're not careful, we'll miss it. We will miss altogether what God wants to do. Amen? Can I get some people that's going to say, I'm going to declare it. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to declare new things. I'm going to see people saved in a way I never seen them saved before. Come on, can we come into agreement right now? Can we just take a moment here and declare new things? Come on, new things. We declare new ways of seeing people, new healings. People being set free and delivered on the side of the road. Prostitutes being saved as they walk by this church here in the front. Come on, can we come into agreement right now? Can we come into agreement right now? We declare it. Come on now. You got to come into agreement with your pastor. We declare it this morning. We proclaim it. The enemy don't like this. Enemy don't like Joe. That's where the battle's at. That's the warfare. Enemy don't like this. Enemy will fight this. We declare it in the name of Jesus. We proclaim it. We speak it. Revelation. And people being set free by your power. New things. Everybody say new things. Come on, say it again. Say new things. Thank you, Jesus. We declare it this morning in Jesus' name.